has slept with a millionaire? Yep. Anybody? No? Okay, because my next guest has. Yes, she has. And you know of this millionaire. We're also going to talk about what's like to be dating in college. What apps do they use? How is it like? Because when I was in college and I was dating, there were no apps. I only relied whatever was in front of me in campus. And in campus, there's a lot of people walking around, talking, being your classmates. They're in your student organizations, et cetera, et cetera. But now that you have the apps, do people do both or one or the other? Like, what's up with that? So I'm going to ask Ellie, how's that like? And what she prefers. Stay tuned. And yes, she did sleep with a millionaire. Anyway. Hey, it's Lady Jig, and this episode is on no to college boys and yes to fucking millionaires. Enjoy. Disclaimer, the names and places have either been changed or bleeped. The interviewee's voice have been changed for her protection. Thank you. How you guys doing? This is Lady Jig with another episode of Love Exchange, and I have a guest here in my room, which I'm excited about because this is now my second guest of this year of 2019. So woohoo! So welcome, Ellie. Hi.
Hello.
How are you?
Very well.
Very well. Okay, cool. So Ellie, you go to.
I do, yes.
And one of the things that I've been thinking about is how people in school date nowadays. Meaning, because when I went back to school back in the day, I don't know, I want to say how long. No, that was I went to school long, long, long time ago. When I around between because I did my bachelor's and I did my master's. So between 2005 to 2014, right? So especially in 2005, like online apps weren't really a thing to do when it came to dating. I think they were already out there, but they're not really popular.
Not as mainstream.
Yeah, and people look down on them like, oh, you do that. I think even now I get certain reactions. I'm like, I don't care anymore. But at that time, the way we dated would be like just the people in school, like the my classmates or the people I'm in an organization with. But now you guys have online dating. So you not only have your classmates and whoever at school, but you also have like this plethora of online apps. And I'm just kind of curious, and you can talk about your experiences, especially, and your preferences. That do you date the people around your circle, or do you just refer to dating apps? And how is it like with like your peers? What do they do? Okay. So you can start out however you want to start out. I think actually I want you to start out with more your personal experience.
Story?
Yeah, okay. Experience.
I think personally with dating apps, they've really allowed me to like branch out of my circle. Mm-hmm. I don't like dating anyone. I haven't touched anyone in my 4 years of being there. And that's just because I generally like older guys who have their shit together. I feel like college guys don't really know what they want.
Okay.
It can get really complicated, and I don't want to run into them on campus. I don't want to have to deal with that.
Because you're so popular.
No, I'm just kidding. No. Just because the campus is small, and I don't want to be like walking to class and like run into somebody who I had hooked up with or something.
Like, how about someone that's like outside of your circle, like in a different, you know, like that's not in the Filipino, you know, circles.
Yeah.
Like grad student, you know.
Oh, like a TA? Yeah, I'd be down for it.
Just TAs, guys.
Just TAs.
Holler at her.
Student.
Oh my god.
Yeah.
you don't like high school. Oh, no, high school. Sorry, you're in college and you're 22 now?
Yeah, just turned 22.
So young. I'm not that age anymore, but it's just kind of okay, so you only like 30 and up, or what?
I would say 26 and up.
26 and up. Okay.
I mean, I got a job and I can come over and not be like, do you have roommates? That's a good age.
Oh, because you got a lot of roommates.
Because I have 4 roommates and they're not coming over. Yeah.
Room, it's how many?
In my room, I'm in a triple, so I have 2 other girls with me.
Oh, okay. And the other one is 3.
The other one is two.
Yeah. Okay. So 3 and 2? Mm-hmm. No. So there's 5 altogether.
Yeah. 5
oh, okay. Whew, I can't live like that. I don't think I've lived that much. I'm just having flashbacks here, but
I've been in a triple for 4 years. with the same girls.
Okay, well, that's good, because you guys kind of know each other by then.
Yeah,
and,
we're really
you know,
used to each other.
Yeah. And you were telling me you guys don't care if somebody sleep having sex in the same room as you guys and you're sleeping.
Well, I don't care. We've literally had a night where all of us have had guys over, and so we'll rotate somebody's bed. Like, we'll all be waiting in the living room, and they're like, okay, you done? Switch.
What?
We don't, like, and it's like, okay, you can use my bed. Like, I really don't care. That's how chill my
They're using
are.
One bed to have sex on.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, God. You guys are so open. I don't know.
We're very open. We're very supportive.
You don't change out the sheets? I would put towels.
Yeah, like, it would be nice to put a towel down. I think that would be very cool.
Yeah, that would be a bit of... Yeah. At least do that. Just tell me you do that, only to make me feel better. But I'm just like,
I know
cringy.
For some people that would not be okay. But very
you
lax.
Take turns. Wow, that's interesting. Get in line, guys.
Yeah.
Oh fudge. I mean, do you guys share? I was gonna say share condoms. Not that. Share the expenses in buying condoms. Like, do you buy them in bulk in Costco? Divide it in three.
We go to health center.
Okay, there you go.
And then for free for the free.
Yeah. It's accessible and good job.
Always
good
use
job.
Protection.
Always use protection. I always tell everyone that in my podcast. Don't fucking think you don't. You will not get a disease. Mm-hmm. It can happen. It can happen. So, okay. Well, that's interesting. So, well, that's good. So that means, so then you're okay to bring guys over, but you're hoping the other guy has no roommates.
Wait, sorry, ask what?
I mean, you're hoping the guy himself has his own place with no roommates.
Oh, yeah. I mean, I think if, I would hope that they have their own place already.
Yeah. And now, how come you don't want to, I can understand because you don't want to run into the guy. Is it also because, let's just say, you do sleep with them, but then they might have roommates and you might know those roommates?
Yeah, I think it's just such a high chance of them either knowing someone that I know or like running into mutual friends and then they find out that I slept with them, and that just gets so messy. Like, if they're just outside, then I like to keep my personal life and my like sexual relationship life very separate.
Okay, I can see that. That's good. But how about your friends, like your roommates, like who are they dating? Are they within or is it kind of they are? Okay,
a lot of them are dating people that they've met. And I know that's pretty common too, like to date amongst your organization.
Right, yeah.
Just because you're in such close proximity with them.
Yeah, and you work with each other a lot, see each other. Yeah, so I was the same way. That's how I met my boyfriend or my ex. So yeah, okay, cool. But how about your friends, other peers, like outside, whether it could be your other roommates, but I mean even outside of like your household?
Mm-hmm.
What are their preferences? Do they still, like the single people especially, do they still go through the apps, or are they relying on like student organizations, campus? What is their preference?
I think it really depends on what they're looking for. I think apps can be a very casual way of like hooking up with somebody or going on dates. But if you're meeting somebody on campus, I think there's a big more pressure to stay with or be more serious with that person.
Oh, if it's in campus.
Yeah, if it's on campus. I feel like the people who you're meeting through mutual friends, there's more pressure to like not, you can't ghost somebody who is like a mutual friend that, you know, like if your friend introduced you to them and you ghosted them, that's kind of what makes you look bad.
Yeah, well, there's more responsibility. I think you would have to end it in a proper way.
Yeah,
if so,
you do have to be more responsible with like how you end things if you're not
is that another reason for you why you
It's just like,
so you can ghost. Oh, I see how you
so
work,
I can ghost.
Ellie. I see how you work. And I talked about ghosting. I hate ghosting. Okay. But what apps are they using if they are on apps? What's the popular thing over there?
Tinder has Tinder University if you just want to swipe people. Hinge is really popular right now. Bumble is still up there. And then I know people use Coffee Meets Bagel, but I think
Really? So no OkCupid, POF.
I've never even heard of POF before.
Okay, Plenty of Fish.
Yeah.
Okay. You know what's interesting, actually? And I don't know if this is, I guess, a segue to another segment. But that's interesting, though, that those are, like, you would say the top five, I guess.
Yeah.
Are those ones. Okay. I can understand why you wouldn't want to date anyone in your circle. Especially for you. You're not looking for anything serious.
No,
and you just want to sleep around.
Yeah.
Yeah. And,
Casual dating.
Casual Casual dating is such an interesting term to me, because I just see it as like casually hooking up in some way. Some people, you know what I mean? When they say casual dating, they really mean they just want to mess around with
I
someone.
Just mean dick appointments. I don't even say dating.
Okay. You just say it straight up. That's what I like about you. You're really honest. Dick appointments.
Yeah, I'm very honest.
And everything. That's all it is for us. Yeah. And hey, women need to have sex too, guys. It's not just men. Gosh, men.
For real.
And some of the men, we were talking about this too, and how like men need to work their game when it comes to pleasing us down there.
Oh, yeah, for sure.
Yeah.
I think there's, on a first date or the first time you fuck, guys are always trying to like beat it hella fast. And you're like, what's going on? What are you trying to do? But they're just trying to flex super hard and trying to show off that they're really good at sex, but that's not what women want at all.
Yeah. I think they think they're good.
They think they're like, oh yeah, I'm really killing it right now. Yeah. But in our heads, we're like,
you're like, ugh.
Oh God, this is awful.
Do you tell them?
Yeah.
I've
said things.
Okay. You said things.
Yeah.
So what do you say? Like, if like, you know, this is taking a while, like, how do you correct them or bring it up?
I think I usually say it after. I don't want to like,
oh, so you wait until
I'll
the
wait,
fact.
Yeah.
You don't like,
I don't
want to
like stop it in the middle and be
really?
Like, slow it down, buddy.
I mean, it depends.
Do you say it in the middle?
Yeah, because if you think about it, then if you're not feeling it, where are we going? You know? It's like we're going in circles if you think about it. They could even think they're working hard, but you're just like, no.
That's when I speed up my game so it's over faster for them. Because I already don't come.
Okay.
You know what I mean?
Yeah.
So it's like once they're done, it's over. It's over for the both of us.
Yeah. So you just dude. No. Yeah. I think it's good to have like a better communication. Even during. Like I would wind it down a bit. It's like, hey, guess what? Like, can you slow down a bit down there?
Yeah.
Right? Like, take your time. Like, it's fine. Like, I don't think guys realize that we also need to be like stimulated with our minds. Like, you need to, you know, you need to show
really
that
need to be in the mindset
mindset. But what I'm trying to say is that it's one thing to have physical touch and be aroused through that, but you also need to be aroused mentally, you know what I mean? Like I was saying earlier, like, I like it when a guy, you know, building up to it, says, I want you.
Yeah.
I think you're really sexy. You know, the way you wear that dress, like your ass, you know, like the way they talk to me, it doesn't have to be freaking poetry. You know, you're not writing erotica.
Just showing that they're into you.
Yeah, to show that they're interested in me. And then it gets me going. It's like, they want me. It makes me feel good inside. Mm-hmm. I think that's what it is. Because I notice like the times when I do hook up, it's like, they just want to get it in. They just want to do it already.
Yeah.
And that's it. Because guys, it's so easy for them to get it off, you know. And for women, it takes us 20 minutes to be fully aroused, you know. And I don't think guys get that part of being fully aroused has to do with our mental state into the physical. Like, there's a nice transition to it. And that's why in some porn, there's some that if you search like sensual, like, if you look, like, I examine those and I look at it. See, that's what it is.
Is it like the porn made for women? That type of porn?
Yeah, you can find that
too.
It's
usually like the white sheets. You know what I'm talking about?
Yeah.
It's like the white sheets and they're in a room and it's really slow.
Yeah.
The girls are always like really pretty and skinny.
Yeah.
I think the production company's Nubal Films, if anyone is familiar.
Wow. Okay. You know about
that?
It's
like made for women. Yeah. It's like the porn is like meant to cater for women.
Okay.
Instead of it's like a guy who's just like hitting it, you know? It's like there's a buildup.
There's
a story.
Yeah. No, those are great though. And I think those are good lessons for guy to watch.
Yeah.
Seriously.
Watch and learn
Seriously.
That. Don't be watching the homepage stuff.
Seriously. Oh my God. Yeah. Okay. So that's interesting because I can see the difference for you is that you do the outside dating so that way you can be able to be more open.
Yeah. Or it's like when I'm at school, I want to focus on school and like just friends.
Oh.
I don't even want to get that.
Do you think it would be confusing if you saw someone there?
I think it would just be annoying if I was like walking to class and then I'm like, oh God, I hooked up with that guy. He was awful. You know? Like, if in LA, if you have a bad hookup, you could never see them ever again.
Yeah, that's
it's
true.
Such a big city.
It's such a big city. Yeah. That's true. Okay. I see what you're getting at. Okay. That makes sense. Yeah, because, no, that's true. Because, like, all the guys I've dated, I have never run into them.
Yeah.
It's rare.
See?
It's rare. Yeah.
And it's a good thing.
Yeah. Yeah, because who wants to run into Alex again? Yeah. You know?
Fred from last night. Yeah. He was awful. Like, yeah. Yeah. You don't want to see him ever again.
And then you don't know what he says to the guys. Exactly. Yeah. Yeah. Shit. Just keep that you know what? You got something going on here. All right. So Ellie just talked about her experience in... And, you know, what she prefers in regards to whether she would rather date people outside of campus or within. And she said outside, so that if there's any kind of, like, you know, drama or weirdness, you could avoid that by not, because you didn't date anyone there. Mm-hmm. So that's always, to her, is the best thing. And if you are dating someone in campus, then it's probably because you might want to really be in a relationship, mm-hmm. right? So that was your thing. All right, before I get to the next segment, I do have to say that the person that she's talking about is someone prominent in the social media world. If we were to reveal this person's name, you know straight out who this person is. And some of you, if not everyone, may have an account at this site that he had developed. So I'm just saying, and to protect myself and my guests and, you know, him as well, I decided to not move forward in revealing certain identifiers just for the safety. And also, I don't want to get sued. You don't want Lady Jig to be sued. Who's going to make these amazing podcasts? Nobody. Nobody, okay? Anyway, I hope you enjoy the next segment. And yes, it is juicy. If only I could tell you. I can't. I can't tell you who it is. Ugh, damn it. I remember a while ago we talked about this and you had told me, and I was surprised this had happened to you, that you went out.
Everyone's first friend.
That guy back and yeah. Shit. Mm-hmm. This person that is on my, that's on my podcast in this episode, you met him through where again?
Tinder.
Okay. Break it down. Tell me what year this was.
Okay, so I think this was end of 2016.
So you were 2 years ago, right?
I think I was 20 or 21.
Oh, fuck. You weren't even 21 yet?
I don't even know if I was 21 yet.
Well, because you turned 21 last year, December 17, 2017.
I think I might have been 20 when I...
Oh, fuck it. Okay, 20. And how old then?
He's fucking 46.
Okay.
Bro.
Woo, you date some old, and these guys are dating young women then. Okay, so how did it go? You guys matched up on Tinder.
Well, yeah, I mean, I thought it was weird that we matched on Tinder because 46 is not in my age range.
Oh, okay.
So
what was your max age on there?
I think at that time it was only like 30. I was on the younger.
Did he lie in his age?
No, so this is the thing. When I started talking to him, I was like, why the fuck are you on Tinder?
Yeah.
And he's like, oh, I know the creator of Tinder.
Oh.
And so, but the thing was, he had a special version of Tinder that the creator had given him. He had the beta testing. So his Tinder had some superpowers and shit.
What? Yeah, like what?
So he could turn on a switch so he could only swipe on like good-looking women, where it was like an algorithm so that women who had like a certain number of swipes,
mm-hmm.
and he could like turn that on and off if he just wanted like regular Tinder or if he wanted that.
Oh, wow.
And then he could also always see whoever liked him first, and I think he had range of whoever, like he would come up on everyone's profile. That's why I saw him. His age wasn't on there.
Mm-hmm.
I had to Wikipedia that.
Wow. Okay. Yeah.
And so he was showing me all of that, and I was like, wow.
He had nice pictures on there.
It was like three pictures. He had the picture. That was the first picture. Yeah. And his bio was like, yep, it's really me, and he was verified. Yeah.
What was the other pictures like?
Just like him with sunglasses.
Okay.
Very like,
God, was he cute? Know. What? In person?
He's like 46 year old, so.
I mean, there's some hot 46 year olds, for sure. You know, but yeah. Okay. So, and then what happened? You guys smashed and chatted?
We chatted, yeah. And then I wasn't sure if I wanted to meet up with this dude because I'm like, this is kind of weird.
Did you really believe though?
Yeah, because he had the blue check mark. I knew he was verified.
Okay.
And then I ladies, if you're out there and you're sus, reverse look up the man's number and his first name on Facebook, because our Facebook accounts are connected to the numbers. So I just looked them up on Facebook and the profile came up.
Oh, okay.
just to verify.
Okay.
And he was like arguing with me about boba, the best boba in LA. And we ended up going to this boba shop on the in Sawtelle.
Okay. Okay. It
was close to where he lived. One of his properties.
Right. Right. Uh-huh. Yeah. Okay. He took you for boba.
He took me for boba.
He paid, I hope.
Oh, hell yeah, he paid. What the
shit. Shit. I would be mad as fuck. Like, I know I talk about like, oh, guys don't have to pay for
steak. No, if you
fucking rich as hell and you could even buy that boba place,
he sold 180 million.
Yeah, exactly. He should have gave you some popcorn chicken to go with that fucking boba.
Oh yeah,
I hope it was the extra large with extra boba. Anyway, go ahead.
Yeah, we got ramen after. Okay, we were just talking about dating and relationships, and he was telling me about his past relationships with Filipino women, of course.
Oh no.
He totally has an Asian girl fetish. For
Did he
sure.
say that?
No, but he's just showing me all the past girls he's hooked up Asians. With. All young Asian women. Mm.
Okay. Yeah.
And then we didn't hook up that night. Okay. I was tired. It was like 3 a.m.
Oh, by the shit. End,
by the time we stopped talking, it was like 3 a.m.
So you had a good time?
Yeah, it was all right. It was like, I just had so many questions. You know what? If you have the chance to sit down with a millionaire...
Oh,
I just had so many questions.
So insane
to
me.
I just wanted to get into the mind of a millionaire.
Yes.
And then, I just wanted to know, like, what was going on. I wanted to pick at his brain. It wasn't even really because I was like, oh my God, he's so hot.
Oh, fuck. Yeah. Right. Yeah. Okay. So that ended. The 3 a.m. date ended. Yeah. Okay. And then how was he like after? Did he text you?
The next day, it was like the most straightforward text. He was like, so are you gonna put out? Or he like said those words.
Wow.
He said, are you gonna put out? Wow. Or are we just gonna be friends?
I'm like, you guys can't see this because obviously it's an audio podcast, but me and her had a moment of looking at each other. And you know, when you have that moment when you look at your friend because they said something fucked up or really kind of interesting, you can't have no words. That we had that moment there. So you heard, that was the pause that you experienced. But anyway, And so what did you say?
And I was like, I would be okay with seeing you again. I guess.
Yeah.
I didn't want to be like straight up. I mean, I was talking to my roommate, but it was hard because she didn't understand who this man was. But I knew loading my profile, adding music, like when I was
young. That's
like,
what I did too.
That was my middle school. Those were my middle school days.
Yeah. Oh God, I was in college. Seriously.
Yeah, those were my middle school days.
Yeah.
And so I was just starstruck.
So you just said that I'm down to see you again.
Yeah.
But you didn't straight up answer his question. What did he say in his response? When you said that,
he was like, okay, let's set up another date. So we set up another date. Mm-hmm. Got to eat. I wanted to see his car. I wanted to see where he lived. Low-key,
I thought he didn't pick you up the first time. You just met
him. I met him up.
Oh, yeah, okay. Yeah. That's good. Good job.
But I got to ride in his Tesla.
Shit, dude. Yeah. I'm not the kind of person to be like, damn, you got a nice car. I mean, I would probably be like, you got a nice car, you know, but not be super impressed. But there's something about it. If it's a really nice car, you can't help be a little bit turned on by it.
A little bit. I was like,
shit.
It was nice because he wasn't like, you know how guys are really flashy about cars? Mm-hmm. His was very like, I couldn't tell if that was a Tesla.
Oh, so is it?
I'm not into cars. For me, it's like, whatever.
Okay.
Yeah. Uh-huh. I just knew it was a Tesla. I'm like, okay, this must be a little bit of money.
Okay. Some money. He's
like,
some change.
Like $5 for him.
Shit,
probably.
Right. Okay.
And then he took me to one of his properties in LA. Oh, he has three.
Wow. It was like a high rise? What?
No, it was just like it was a really nice complex. I'm not going to say where, but.
Yeah, don't say that.
It was a very nice apartment complex.
Oh, wow. Okay.
Yeah. And then, before we did what we did, he was like, I have something to tell you, like, afterwards. Like, I really want to tell you something.
Oh, my God. Isn't that scary? Yeah. Like, when someone says that to you?
Yeah. He was an interesting character, for sure.
Yeah, he sounds interesting.
Yeah.
Uh-huh.
He wasn't the worst sex I've had.
Okay. Before I tell you about everything else, I'm just gonna say it's not the worst. So
a lot of people think, oh God, he was like older, like how was it? And I tell them, wasn't the worst that I had. Like, he had some moves.
Mm-hmm.
But I mean, he was also like subtly flexing about like how he had slept with all these women, like Playboy bunnies, and like, you know, these really rich men, they can get whatever they want now, you know.
Exactly.
So it's like, what do you do once you can already achieve everything that you can get, like, with money.
Right.
And so Yeah, he had some moves.
So wait, after that, he showed you the property. Is that the day you guys did it or no?
We had something to eat beforehand.
Okay.
And then he took me to his place.
Oh.
Yeah.
It's a nice place. It's a house?
Or? It was an apartment complex.
Oh,
yeah, but it was
God.
Really nice.
Jeez. Uh-huh.
Yeah.
You don't have to tell us in detail about what happened, but like in terms of the sex, but it's up to you what you want to disclose that stood out to you that okay. night or that day, or I don't know what time y'all did it. But
so it was at nighttime. He is not the size.
I'm sure you guys are sick of hearing a bunch of sensor beeps, so I'm just letting you know that in this part of the segment, we're talking about his penis size, and that's all. Because I don't want to be sued for slander, guys. I want to continue making podcasts for you, because if no one makes them, who? Who? Okay, let's go back.
You don't have to disclose. You don't have to put this in there. But he put me in positions that I had never been in before, and I was like, what?
You're like strapped to the ceiling or what?
Yeah, no, I'm just kidding. Like, hanging. No, kidding. I was just like, I was inverted at one point, and I was like, how did I get here? And then at the end.
Oh, God. Okay.
Yeah, at the end. I wish I could like illustrate, but you can't do this over a podcast. At the end, he was like, oh, yeah, like, you know how you have the pillow talk after you have sex with a guy?
Sure.
It was crazy because this guy's pillow talk was like, yeah, and I want to bring, like, these are my plans to bring.
God.
And this is when, like, he started talking about, like, cryptocurrency, how he's going to incorporate that. Like, he's got plans.
Okay, in this part of the segment, we said his name hella times, so I just decided to remove a chunk of it, and what we're saying is that this guy has plans for 2019. Plans. So make way, y'all. Make way.
He's, like, got plans with China. He's got plans shit. With crypto.
Was that the only time you hook up?
Yes.
Okay.
That was the only time I hooked up with him.
And then you saw him, too. Last time you saw him as
that
well?
That was my last time. I didn't want to... Yeah.
Okay.
I don't think either of us wanted to see each other after that.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay. Did you regret it?
No, not at all.
Okay.
Not at all.
As long as you don't regret it.
It's a great story.
It's a great story. And, you know, we shouldn't regret things. You know what I mean? We got to learn from it, even if it was a bad experience.
Yeah,
but,
I wouldn't call it a bad experience. I would think it was a very fun, interesting experience.
Yeah.
With an older man.
Yeah. I'm not saying your experience is bad, but I'm just saying if we do have a bad experience,
don't
regret it. You just have to learn up from it and move on, right? Because
don't dwell on it.
Don't dwell on it. But that's interesting.
Yeah, LA Tinder is pretty wild.
So what happens is like, okay, so you guys ended, you guys had pillow talk, did you guys eat again?
I think we might have gotten boba after. Maybe.
Okay.
Not sure.
Okay. And then
he
didn't text you. What did he say? I mean, did you guys end it right there and then when he dropped you off? Or
after.
Okay.
Yeah.
Like, what was he saying to you?
Just asking me, like, because I was planning on going to a concert.
Yeah.
How's the concert? Just like, you know.
Oh, he was actually following up with you about it?
Yeah, he was following up.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
Interesting.
Wasn't an asshole.
Yeah. But then how did it officially end? Did someone say, hey, it's best? Or you just kind of fizzled out naturally?
I think I pitched him a project and he stopped talking to me after.
Oh, yeah, like what?
So many people have been trying to do a documentary. Like, where the f*** is him? What is he up to?
Uh-huh.
I know what he's up to.
You know, even until now?
No, not now. But like, so many people just want to know what he's been doing.
Yeah.
Because he kind of like fell off.
Right.
There's so many like, you know, those like clickbaity slideshows online.
No. Oh yeah. Fuck, right. What's the project you pitched?
Just like working with the production company that I was working with.
Oh.
At the time.
And then how did he react when
he
you
just didn't reply?
Oh, you pitched it through the phone.
I texted it. Yeah.
That was the last thing.
Yeah, that was ever. The last thing. Yeah.
Okay. I mean, I don't know. Maybe do you think he thought like, oh, this chick just wanted to get her shit across? And she got turned off, or do you think it was gonna fizzle out anyway?
I think we both could tell, like, we just weren't feeling it. Like, it just wasn't. It was just like a hookup kind of situation.
Okay. But was he trying to find a relationship, do you think? Or do you
think
he was a hookup?
Just
sleeping
Asian
around?
Women, yeah.
Oh, okay. All across LA. He didn't get to me, guys. I'm just kidding.
Well, what's funny is, like, I saw on his Instagram, he went back to the Philippines.
Ew.
And, yeah, of course.
Ew. Stay away from our country. There's already a lot of demented white fucks there.
Yeah, the white men love the Philippines. They really do.
No.
They really do.
Anyway, there's a history with
we go back.
U.S. and Philippines, back. So that's why I'm disturbed by it. Fuck away from my country, our country. Anyway, okay, well, that was an interesting story.
Yeah.
Have you been with other millionaires?
Millionaires? No. Rich men? Yes.
Okay, so far he's the richest guy.
He's the richest guy. I don't know anybody richer than
well, how I've much is with. He now? What is his net worth?
I'm not sure what, we could Google it, but yeah. I know he sold million and he continued to be paid even when he wasn't working at the company.
Oh my God. Let's look it up. Hold on. And then also
here's a big chunk that I don't want to reveal of information. Yep, we're just talking about how much this guy's worth, and yes, he's worth a lot of money until this day. La 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 la, et cetera, et cetera. I'm just trying to kill some time.
That's a lot of money.
That's a little bit of money.
Yeah. He's actually pretty cute.
Yeah.
At least this picture.
He's not bad.
So imagining him sexing you up right now. I'm just kidding. That sounds scary. That sounds really bad and dirty, but it's just
interesting.
Yeah,
he's a nice guy.
He is. So you say he's a nice guy.
He's all right.
Okay. Nice enough.
Nice enough.
Like he wasn't jerky. Was it... Didn't make you do things.
No, he wasn't. No.
Okay.
He wasn't. Okay. An asshole.
Good. Just making sure. Because that would be horrible. But anyway, who knew, right? Can you imagine like going online, like online dating, and then you see
somebody that like you have known.
Yeah.
Or not known, but like know of.
Yeah, know of.
And then you. I know. It was
crazy. Yeah, it's kind of crazy.
It was also crazy because when we were on the first date, somebody was like, hey, like somebody recognized him and took a picture with him.
Oh, really?
Yeah. And I'm just being on a date and like that happening.
Right, right. I honestly think if he passed by, I wouldn't
recognize
him.
Yeah.
Because we know him by that one picture, exactly. Unless he did that pose.
Unless he's in the white shirt. He just walks around like that.
Oh my God, that's like his fucking driver's license. Hey, you gotta do this. We don't recognize you. Is that you and your ID? Turn around. Fuck. Shit. Oh God. That picture is so ugly too.
Yeah, it's
I swear.
Kind of bad quality.
Again, Ellie mentioned something specific about this guy, about this millionaire that I decided, you know what? I'm also gonna remove that here just for safety reasons. You know what? I need to meet a millionaire. I need to. Come on. Anyone a millionaire, holler at me. I am Lady Jig, and I'm cute. I promise. I am super cute and sexy. Okay, back to the show.
He just said that to you?
He told that. Maybe don't put that in the podcast. But
what? Okay, I'll think about it. If I'm gonna remove it or not. But then the fact that he shares a lot to you, and I mean, it's not like you signed anything.
No, I didn't sign no non-disclosure.
Yeah, and at the same time, he's dated all these women.
Yeah.
No one's gonna listen to this podcast, right, guys? I'm just kidding. Yeah, like,
if you do, don't share. If you know him, please.
Hell no. The shit, like, I kind of wonder if he would care, like, if he stumbled on this.
I think he'd be kind of mad.
Do you think so?
Yeah.
Because I was thinking about how to title this thing, like, I'll think about this. Okay, cool. So that was her adventure. Went up to two dates, one high rise and one apartment complex. Oh my God. And one Tesla.
Yeah.
All right. I just want to let you know that out of all my episodes that I've edited, this is the most tedious one, only because I had to remove this person's name almost countless of times, and I learned my lesson. Stick to the, you know, the whole being like anonymous thing, and I do that with all my guests, and I do that with all the people I mention here, all my dates, and for some reason, here's this like, you know, prolific person that she's talking about, and I'm all like, yeah, let's just go ahead and say all kinds of stuff, let's go ahead and reveal all these things, blah blah blah. But I realize, and with the help of my friend telling me, you should not say who this person is. It's best to try to keep it on a DL, just in case, you know, I don't want to be sued again, not again, but sued in general, for slander. I've never been sued. Hopefully that never happens in anything I do here for my podcast or in life. But yeah, no. No. I don't want to start that trend. Thank you very much. All right, everyone. Thank you for listening to this episode. And this is the first time I've had Ellie here to be a guest. So she will be back, hopefully in the future. I don't know how soon. We did do a second recording the same time as we did this. So that might come out fairly soon as well in the near future. But I don't really have a conclusion to this. I mean, basically, here's this college student just sharing her experiences and talking about, like, for her, she prefers to date people outside of her school and find these people through apps, right? And doesn't really want to date anyone within her circle in school, only because since she's just doing like the hookup thing and she wants to avoid seeing people. You know what I'm saying? Can you imagine seeing George, hey George, like in math class, and oh, that was a bad fuck, right? You know what I mean? Like, I don't want to see that guy again. It's so awkward. And you don't know what he's saying to the other dudes in school. You know what I mean? It's just like, nah. So I think she is doing a good thing here. I think the fact that she's decided to fuck people outside of campus is a good way. And then the second part of our episode was her talking about meeting a millionaire that we all know and maybe kind of love, hate, I don't know. And her experience with that dude. So that was interesting. Anyway, again, I hope you hope. Love this episode. This is Lady Jig signing out. I hope you're having a wonderful day, a wonderful evening. Be good to yourself and be good to others. Peace.